Her mate dies at an early age. After 5 years being single, she decides to seek out companionship with the mates of other females. Fights ensue. One mate strays, but it turns out he's a relative. Finally, the widow seduces a much younger male who then ignores his parental duties. No, this is not a Shakespearean tragicomedy or a TV soap opera. It's the real-life story of Zarita, a Humboldt penguin who lives in a zoo just outside of Chicago. In all seriousness, history may have been made with the birth of Zarita's chick, who's yet to be named. Here to tell us about this penguin parable is Patty McGill, the coordinator of the Humboldt Penguin Species Survival Plan for North America, with us from her office at the Brookfield Zoo in Brookfield, Illinois. Nice to speak with you.
Oh, it's great to be here today.
This behavior by Zarita is quite unusual for a Humboldt penguins. I understand penguins mate for life.
Well, they typically have very long-term pair bonds, but when they lose a mate, they can sometimes shop around a bit till they find the next one that they're going to spend a number of years with, and I think that's what happened here.
And obviously there's a limited number. This is not the enormous rookeries we see in nature movies. I assume you don't have all that many penguins there in Brookfield, Illinois.
No, at Brookfield here we have about 38 birds, and most of those are in our breeding colony, but we have a few that are supposed to be non-breeders anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Zarita and her new mate Gazpacho were living, was with the non-breeders.
And the new mate Gazpacho, this was unusual because he was thought not to be, ready for this sort of activity.
Yes, we've always thought that these birds become old enough to breed at about 2, 2.5. And he was only 17 months old when he fertilized these eggs. So that's a record, as best we know.
And it turned out, though, that penguin males have very onerous parental duties. But Gazpacho, not so interested in the duties of being a parent.
Gazpacho got the first behavior right and then didn't quite figure out the subsequent parental care behaviors. You got it.
So he didn't build the nest, he didn't share the incubation or help raise the chick?
No.
And
no, in a word, no.
A younger man, what are you going to do with him?
Right.
Anyway, the behavior that was extraordinary, though, was Zarita's, because it does normally take a male and female penguin to successfully raise a chick.
Yes, in the wild, it would absolutely take two birds, because one bird has to stay at the nest and protect either the egg or the young, and the other one has to go out into the ocean to feed. Here in captivity, in a zoo situation, obviously, we can bring the food to the bird if need be, and so it did make it somewhat easier. But even at that, Zarita, trying to raise this youngster by herself, we noticed she was becoming very thin, she was losing weight, and so then the keepers started feeding her right on the nest and even supplementing. We started nighttime feedings so that she would get enough food, because obviously she was having to do all of the work of raising this youngster and feeding the youngster, because the babies don't feed directly from the keepers. They have to get kind of semi-processed food from the adults.
I think the word you're avoiding is regurgitation.
Yes.
Okay.
Regurgitated food.
We're talking with Patty McGill about Humboldt penguin Zarita, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And would this have any application in the wild, a single mom penguin? Because if she wasn't there to protect the chick in the wild, bad things would happen.
Yes, I actually think it probably would not really equate to the wild. The chance of a single parent, frankly, of either sex, because once the eggs are fertilized, either parent can incubate, can raise the young, unlike a mammal that has to produce milk. Birds don't have to do that. But I think still just the work of any of these birds who have to go out to sea to find their food, leaving a baby unattended at the nest, it just wouldn't survive.
Mm-hmm. The skua gulls would be there in a second.
Yes.
Would this, however, help with other zoos who have Humboldt penguins or other kinds of penguins in North America?
Well, it certainly might. And also in Japan and Europe, there are captive populations, and we collaborate with those folks as well, although we don't typically share birds with them. But yes, anytime, I think now we know, if you, for whatever reason, had a single parent trying to raise a youngster, it is possible. You have to be very diligent. We had time-lapse cameras on the birds the whole time so we could monitor how often the baby was getting fed. We knew when we had to intervene. But it is possible, certainly. And this baby is very valuable to the population. Despite not having very good parental behaviors, Gazpacho is a very valuable bird for us genetically, and so we were very excited to get a youngster from him. And, you know, parental care requires a lot of learning. I think animals have a lot of instinct on what they need to do, but you really have to practice it and get good at it. And so we think Gazpacho, as he ages and finds another mate, will go on to breed successfully. But this time he didn't quite get all of the behaviors lined up.
So, in fact, because he's still a juvenile, he's going to end up playing with his offspring.
He absolutely could, yes. He was raised actually also by hand, just by chance, with two other young penguins, about just not quite 2 years ago. And the three of them are still definitely in their juvenile behavior stage. They cavort around the exhibit and dive and swim around the bottom of the pool and are very playful compared to the older, mature adults.
Hmm.
So,
now,
yes, this youngster might indeed join that juvenile gang and hang out with his dad for a while.
Now, before all of this happened with Gazpacho, there were plans to send Zarita to another zoo where a male of a more appropriate age might be waiting for her. What's happened?
Well, we still do plan to do that for many reasons. Zarita is less important to the population genetically, so it's better to pair her both with a male her own age as well as a male that's in the same genetic value category, if you will,
mm-hmm.
Because then we can either decide to breed both of them or not based on how good the pair looks. And we will then also, when Gazpacho gets a little older, find a really valuable female for him where we really need to get her genes into the next generation and pair him up with a younger, valuable bird.
So you set up dates for penguins?
We have, yes, a penguin matchmaking service here. We run it on our computers here at Brookfield Zoo. It looks at all of the birds that we have here in North America, about 280 of them right now nationwide.
Well, if you want to see photos of Zarita and her chick and learn more about Humboldt penguins, who are having a tough time these days, you can visit our website, www.npr.org. Patty McGill, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Patty McGill, coordinator of the Humboldt Penguin Species Survival Plan for North America, joined us by phone from her office at the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois. Ira Flatow is here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll be back on Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.